Hey there, fam. Welcome back to the Body Fully Podcast. I am your host, G Sunny. If this is your first time here, welcome back to this container where we are truly exploring who we're meant to be, ways in which we can grow our perceptions and our perspectives, and understanding our nature, not just our own essence, but the nature of life itself in a way that feels really good, in a way that perhaps might feel like a sense of home. If this is your return back to the podcast, I welcome you back. I know it's been a hot minute since I sat here to record an episode for you, but things have just been a little cray-cray. So we are well on our way into 2024. How has this new year felt for you? You know, before 2023 was over, right around the end of December, I was feeling really good. And this new sense of zest and vibrancy for life was totally present in my life. And it made me really look forward to what 2024 had in store for me. But then the calendar year turned, and 2024, as soon as it was January 1st, I felt horrible. There was this dense energy that came in, and it wasn't anything specific that was happening in my life. I couldn't really pinpoint or put my finger on what exactly was happening, and I don't think it was a personal thing. I think there is definitely something happening in our wavelengths around us here, in our frequencies, in the collective, however you'd like to put it, that totally had me knocked out on my ass for a little bit. But I'm back, and I know it's been a few weeks since I sat down to do a personal recording versus sitting with others, but it feels really good to be back here and to be sharing in this space with you, exploring the nature of who you are, who I am, and figuring out what feels good. And lately I've been thinking about, and it's interesting how not just the healing journey, but our either awakening journey or our growth and self-development journey is truly non-linear. It happens in cyclical seasons. And it's not to say that what you've healed or what you've mastered or overcome is or hasn't been mastered or overcome. It's that there are so many layers to any specific thing, area, or arena of life that we want to think about, any theme, that we just keep coming back to and learning different aspects of that particular thing, whether it's a struggle, whether it's something that delights you. There's always an expansion of that. It's like playing music. When I'm sitting at the piano, it's been a hot minute. It's been a really long time since I sat at the piano, actually. But I digress. When I'm sitting at the piano and I play a song that I've played multiple times before, every time I play it, it's different. It feels new. As long as I am setting the intention to being really curious and receiving something new. And that's also the case with anything in life, actually. And this concept of the ego is one that I've come back to again. It's something that probably came knocking at my door a few years ago. And, you know, up until that point, maybe 2018, ego for me was just pride. I had had my share of people in my life that have been extremely prideful, struggles. I mean, I struggle with being really stubborn too. But the sense of ego was someone that I considered to be very narcissistic, very self-centered, very stubborn in their ways, and just prideful. And having had my share of those people in my life, it was something I did not like running into. I resisted that idea. But a few years ago, this different dimension or layer of ego came knocking at my door. And I began to understand ego as this collection of different stories, different experiences in our lives, our emotions, our thoughts, our beliefs, all of that which makes us who we are in our personalities today is the ego. And this sense of ego that is coming back up for me lately has been one in which I feel extremely at a crossroads, if you will, and empowered in that way, where I get to choose how I want to experience this life. It's so easy and so comfortable for us to sit back into what life has been like so far and to expect life to be consistent in that way. You know, we as human beings, we love to have that sense of security. It's a core need of ours. But when we tap into that need or we sit in that need for too long, it becomes extremely distorted. And what happens in that distortion is that we begin to forget who we are. We begin to forget why we're here, and it completely wipes out the magic of that particular skill or gift that you were born with. And it's that skill or gift that we're born with is a mix of your essence, what makes you you, you know, beyond that personality or that ego, and also that power to really control your destiny, to shape how it is that you want to experience life, and to perhaps maybe our souls or our spirits or oversoul already has a destination in mind, but the way that we experience it is completely different based on how we choose to experience it. I'm thinking about, and I don't remember which podcast episode it was, but we talked about what we're actually in control of and how there are things in life that will come to really truly humble us and show us that as much as we want to be in control, we're not in complete control. In the sense that our tiny little human brains, the part of us that is the ego or the personality, we can't control things. Least of all, we can't control the reality. I'm putting that in air quotes here. You can't see my fingers. But this reality that we think is true and real. But what I do know is that the things outside of me, whether it's in my relationships, whether it's in my situation in finances or my health, it's a reflection of who I am inside. They say that you can ask God or Source for what it is that you want, but what you're given isn't necessarily what you want, but it's what you are. What you are is the thing that you are given in this reality. This is why I have, and I'm actually staring at it right now, this sentence in front of me that says, become a vibrational match to what I deeply desire. And if I were to truly embody that understanding, to become a vibrational match to what I deeply desire, I would perhaps know. And at this point in time, there are two things that come to mind. There is a Hawaiian spiritual philosophy, and there are two particular rules, laws of the universe, if you will, that I am thinking of. The one I'm thinking of is manawa. Power is in the present moment. My personal power is in this present moment. It means that I can daydream all I want about the future, or stay stuck and ruminate about my past all I want. But my power to create, to change, to evolve and transcend, to experience not just my preferences and my desires, but to experience what it is that I'm ashamed of, what I turn away from, what I resist, and to accept all of it. My power is in the now, it's in this present moment. And the second thing I'm thinking of is called mana. And essentially, mana states that all of your power comes from within. It's as soon as we give that power away to someone else, whether you want to give it away to a guru or a teacher or someone you idolize or adore, You are giving your power away as soon as you look to them for answers, as soon as you look to them to teach you something that you think you need to learn from somewhere outside. But it's essentially, in essence, the things that we learn from others is not something that is new that is taught to you, but it's something that you know deep inside that awakens within you. And it's that moment of truth, that understanding of that resonance that, yes, I remember this. Whether it comes from someone's direct words or indirect stories or what you see in this world, everything that you learn is not necessarily something new. It's something you already know deep inside that awakens based on a trigger that you experience from someone else. So this idea of the ego is one that I revisit, seems, often. Or perhaps a more accurate way would be that is a visitor that comes to my awareness, comes knocking at my door very often. And I think it's a constant reminder, this guest that shows up, that my power to create life is in this moment right now, within myself, and it exists only because I can choose with intention to really experience life the way that I want. In the tarot, if you're not familiar, we have the minor arcana cards and the major arcana cards. And essentially, the minor arcana cards are the things that are up for change, are the particular frequencies or experiences that you're having in your life right now that come and go like the wind. The major arcana cards are the cards that tend to come out when you're doing a reading, whether it's for someone else or for yourself, where you know you have to pay attention because it's one of the very things that your soul or your spirit has planted in your days and in your life for you to truly experience. Whether you want to call it destiny or something that was meant to happen, it's written in the stars. That's what the major arcana cards are for. And when I think about my particular life, the way that I feel right now on a day-to-day, the emotions are the minor arcana cards, are the things that I choose to experience, whether they're in the stars and they're up for grabs. So if it's a full moon and the theme is to really bring into completion any problems or stories that don't serve you anymore that you've written about your relationship to your parents, for example, that's something that I get to choose to harness if I want to create changes. But the thing is, the major arcana cards come out. And when they do, I know it's something that I've been destined to experience. So I know that I was destined to visit with Mother Aya. I know that I was destined to meet someone called a twin flame and to really understand and go through what that really means for me. And then I know it's in my power to choose how I want to experience life, how I want to create the stories. It's in my power to decide, do I want to watch that comedy today or do I want to watch a horror film? Neither one is good or bad. It's just something that I choose based on what my preferences are. And if I'm really careful and intention, based on where I want to go. And so now that we're here about a month or so into the new year and that dense energy has left me and I am feeling much lighter and more clearer, I can tell you with a sense of certainty, a sense of passion, that there is something brewing, and not just for me, but there is something brewing this year for whether it's the collective or a certain number of us and the collective, that I know is a huge chance for us to really reclaim that part of us that might have splintered off. And in case this is the first time you're hearing about this, or in case this is your first time here at Bodhi Flame, The idea of splintering off, the way that I have come to know it, is that especially in our childhood, we rely on other people to help guide us when we are in need of guidance and support and love and encouragement. But the thing is, sometimes life presents to us, I'm going to call them opportunities, even though sometimes when we're in the moment, they don't seem like opportunities. Life presents to us experiences that can feel extremely difficult. And when life does, if we don't have the right resources, for example, we don't have the right emotional support or the financial resources, if we don't have the right resources to meet that opportunity head on, what happens is that we end up splintering off a part of ourselves because there is not enough for us to be able to experience that opportunity in a way where we can feel good or in alignment with what's happening. And so we will splinter off a part of us to, whether it's abandon or to leave behind or to repress or suppress and not actually acknowledge that it's a part of us. And the parts that we splinter off when life gives us these opportunities are the parts that we've grown to become ashamed of. And as soon as we splinter off aspects of us, that aspect or aspects of us hide in the shadows. And the thing is, because we're human beings in this particular human brain, when we experience things that are in the dark, when we can't fully see the detail, we become afraid. Fear is something that is ingrained in us. It's inherent in us because we're in this human bodies, and the human body needs to survive. The human body needs to propagate. There are certain needs of the human experience that we just can't bypass, no matter how, quote unquote, spiritually enlightened we become. And those particular fears happen because we tend not to be able to see things with clear distinction or details. And therefore, because we need to either survive or propagate, we create experiences where we'd rather splinter those parts off and pretend they don't exist. I don't want to go too much into a digression about where we might splinter off and what that looks like and what particular areas of shame that we might carry around. But for the last five years or so, I've been carrying around the shame of having this experience of meeting someone that just completely turned my understanding of my world upside down. And it made me feel ashamed because of the things that society, that people told me I was supposed to be, how I was supposed to show up. And so I want to share with you today that when we experience something that feels shameful and we splinter that part of ourselves off, that splintered part of us is going to haunt us for the rest of our lives. And it took me a really long time to figure that out. I thought maybe I just need to do healing and I just need to be at peace with what happened, that I would be okay. But what I needed to do was actually go back and reclaim that part of myself that I have deemed as not good enough, deemed as dirty or shameful, that I didn't want people to know about me. And so for a really long time, I didn't really open up to people about the things that were really going on in my heart and in my head. And that was an extremely difficult time. And as stubborn as I am, maybe that's not the right phrase, because I'm so stubborn, it takes me a really long time to come to the fact that maybe I just need to surrender and accept that I'm not as smart as I think I am. I'm not always right, that there are other ways of looking at things. And so I'm actually at the point, because at the end of last year, I had this epiphany, aha moment, where I realized that I was being stuck in the cycle, this loop, for 5 years of splintering off a part of myself and not accepting that part of myself, because there was still something I needed to learn. And that thing that I needed to learn, that was like a big, like, mind-blowing moment. Because, I mean, I've gone through this countless times in my head. I was trying to figure out why I was so stuck. And I have to tell you, everything that happens in my life is a reflection of what it is that I need to see. And the thing that I needed to see in that particular moment in time that I needed to accept about my ego and my personality was that I need to respect myself. I need to take myself as much as I love being playful and vibrant and joyful, I need to take myself seriously. I need to respect the decisions that I make and the things that I say. And I really truly do believe that it comes from understanding through shedding old layers and old stories of who we were conditioned to be, that self-love shows up. Self-love isn't something that you do. Self-love is something that is. That's who you are. When you know you are love, you can't do anything to be any more of that. And that is something that I've really fully begun to understand in the last few years. And as soon as I begin to, maybe it's not as soon as I begin to, but the more I apply this, the more I practice this, that my power is in this present moment. It's always within me, which means that everything on the outside of me is just a reflection of everything that I'm going through on the inside. And as soon as I can see what it is that I need to see about me in them or out there, again, those are in air quotes, I can heal. I can reintegrate. I can become even more whole. There is a song, and I forget what it's called now. There's a movie called Anastasia. And in that movie, there's a song, Once Upon a December, it's what it's called. And the lyrics are so beautiful. And I'm not gonna sing it for you here, but I do encourage you to go listen to that song. There is this really eerie understanding of where that song truly comes from. And it's such a beautiful shift that happens when you really understand that things are things that you know, and the things that you don't think you know are things that just need to awaken in you. Well, that's it for today. I am so grateful to be back. Please let me know what you thought of this episode, what more you'd like me to discuss. If you have any particular inquiries or suggestions or comments, make sure you share them with me. You can email them or you can share them in the podcast. And I would really appreciate it if this is the stuff that really gets you going, that makes you understand, you know, what it feels like to be truly alive. If you are a spirit seeker, a heart-centered soul that just wants to experience the divine, the sacred of this life again, and if this truly resonates for you, I would love it if you would give me a thumbs up. So if you could like this podcast episode, if you could give me some comments or leave a review, and if you can hear my dog in the back, I apologize, or perhaps that might have brought a smile to your face. With that, I will see you guys all on the other side. Aloha and peace.